Over 11 days, Bleach Festival will transform the Gold Coast's esplanades, botanic gardens and hinterlands into a tapestry of live music, performance and installations. Produced by Yugambeh man Lan Levin, First Light will open the festival and features Yalanji singer Delaine Briscoe. I spoke to the pair about the event that invites you to ground your feet in the sand as the sun rises over the sea.
You know, the beauty of Indigenous music, especially from this country, there's a whole different level of spirituality and depth because of the instrument of the human voice. And so sharing that and doing that together, immediately people feel connected. And it's just about also, I feel really honoured to work with a local choir from that country, because then we're singing together and connecting on that country. There's no better way to do it than through sharing song in harmony and through the instrument of the human voice.
Lan, you're connected to the youth choir. Tell me about working with them.
I mean, I'm producer for First Light. The choir was always going to kick it off, and that's why we thought of Delaine bringing her into the mix with the choir, because of the way that she puts things together and the way that that is going to marry up with the choir and integrate. We couldn't think of anything better than having Delaine work with the choir, and I think it's just going to be magic. And my role with the choir is kind of helping Candace, my cousin, manage the group. Candace does an amazing job getting the choir to where they have. And she's really developed these kids into a professional choir.
When it comes to selecting songs for something like this that is so grounded in place, you know, so connected to Yugambeh country, what were some of the things that you thought about?
I've been working with different communities over the years, some helping repatriate language through song and things like that. And I've been chatting with Lan. We've had a couple of really intense chats around what is the significance of place, especially that place where First Light will take place, where the ceremony of the First Light will take place. And, of course, language is at the forefront of the way that we express that connection to land. And so we talked about what is the best way to incorporate that into what I do. And I always feel really strongly, which is why I really love this event, because it opens up with the voice of the Yugambeh mob. And I feel really strongly about that language, and that story and the song lines of that country are heard first before anyone else can sing on that country. So we've been talking about the way that we'll weave that in is I'm bringing six singers along with me, and they're going to join with the choir and sing this beautiful language that shows respect and honours the significance of that beautiful place.
The choir will do their normal choir things. They'll sing songs that have been brought back to life, thousands of years old, many generations old, Call to Corroboree, Waybar Fire, songs of animals from here. And then being able to use parts of the language, the Yugambeh language, married up with what Delaine's doing and her choir. So you're going to have these two choirs coming together. And it's all it's a contemporary thing, which is what the festival is all about. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how that sits on, especially with the sun coming up. It's going to be amazing.
And there'll be Yugambeh dancers that are involved as well.
Yeah, so Luther Cora and his dance group will do, they will light fire, they will create fire and do some dance around different aspects of the Yugambeh language area. So there'll be some, not exactly sure exactly what songs he's going to do. He has many songs, and he definitely reads the moment, which is exactly how I love it. And he will put together the songs that he feels are going to speak best to the audience and the occasion.
When it comes to an event like this, one that has so many working parts, how have rehearsals been going?
I think Lan and the choir, they do regular rehearsals anyway. And but it's really hard, eh? Because you're trying to bring everyone together in the middle of a pandemic. You know, it's actually, you know, we're in that third or fourth wave now, and so there is still a lot of fear factor in there. But also, people like myself are getting busier and busier because all the doors are opening up now, and we have been without work for so long that you kind of find it difficult to say no to things. But at the same time, we want to be a part of beautiful events like this. So far, it's just been meeting on Zooms and then, you know, everyone going away doing their own rehearsals and doing their own thing. So, but we will meet up again in face to face, person to person, voice to voice, before we go to sing together on the day.
Yeah, it's been literally, over a year in the making, because we didn't do this last year, and we decided that with all the effort that we put in for last year, that we just sort of continue it on and sort of add a few components to it. Mm. So it's just been, the COVID situation has been ridiculous. So we've just sort of had to manage that as we go along, but there's been, lots of phone calls, lots of Zoom meetings. We know what we're doing, but we just haven't been able to, you know, bring that all together under the one roof yet. So we'll just keep plugging away.
Well, yeah, I had wondered what had changed from that original plan to what we're getting now.
We decided that we'd just bring in more community. So we've got more didge players, we've got more choir, we've got more artists on board. So it's just a little bit bigger than what it was going to be originally last year, which is a good thing. Delene's got six singers coming in as well. So we've got more singers than we were going to have last year. So the whole thing's just grown a little bit, and I think we've certainly had enough time to think about all the contingencies and any issues that we might face on the day, particularly the tide, because it is a full moon and it is high tide exactly when we are doing the performance. And as a producer and production manager, you're kind of thinking about all that stuff in the background. So we've been checking tides and, you know, double checking to make sure where the tide line's going to be and where the audience can be safe, and also being mindful of dune erosion and not, you know, letting people just wander all over the sand dunes and destroy things. So all of that stuff is, you know, in the back of our minds. You know, somehow we've managed to make it bigger than we originally thought it was going to be. So that's great.
There's something really beautiful in the idea that this is going to be taking place right at high tide. But yeah, the logistics of that.
I think something that's been really that has triggered a memory is yarning with one of my cousins when I started talking about being a part of the First Light, and he said he used to think that his grandmother was a magician. Because she'd sit all the grandkids around every morning at sunrise, wake them up, sit them around, just watch. I'm going to sing the sun up now. And she used to sing one song in language, and that sun would rise, and they all thought she was doing that. She was she had the magic to make the sun rise.
There you go.
Yeah. And so I revisited that memory, and when thinking about, you know, how to bring music into the First Light ceremony and how I can do that respectfully with Yugambeh mob. And so that's what that triggered that memory, and I thought, oh, somehow I need to bring that into this space, you know, that with the music is the magic that makes the sun rise, you know.
How cool is that, the kids and you guys as kids believing that and living it. Yeah.
Singer Delene Briscoe and producer Lan Levin. First Light is free and will take place at North Burley Beach at sunrise on August 11.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.